I'm Piers Corbyn, brother of Jeremy Corbyn of your party, and I have been lied about and well, complete nonsense has been talked about me, which is libel, and prevented from standing in the what in the Central Executive Committee elections for your party. And that was done by suspending me from membership for allegedly racist and other activity, which is a complete, absolute lie. So what I've done is written various legal letters to the your party organisation, and are now considering, indeed, warning them of legal action.
Okay, so what is the procedure for getting someone onto this new? I mean, it's a bit like the old Labour National Executive. The idea
Yes.
is this is where big decisions are made in the party,
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
and it doesn't run the party day to day, but it's about really bringing
Mm-hmm.
people in, elected people in from time to time to steer policy, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a good idea. And there's an internal process to check people in various ways. Now, I have to be very clear, my brother and my man Marion Roberts, my ex-wife, who is also party treasurer, and she is the communicator on these matters, neither of them are anything to do with this whatsoever, because of the party rules don't allow the officers to be involved in these things. However, there's some committee somewhere which has put forward this and said that I should be suspended from membership.
Okay, so look,
And
what are the
based on that, I
criteria they're using? What are they actually saying? Why are you not a suitable member?
racial activity and working with the far right. And they cite what happened up in Epping. Now, I went to Epping not to support the Tommy-tards in any way, but to oppose them. And indeed, they physically attacked me when I was there, jabbing the Palestine badge on my lapel and saying, "Clear off, Corbyn." And the reform people up there also took the same attitude, and so did the Together controlled opposition. None of them wanted me up there, but the women up there were very pleased to see me because I was trying to find out what they were talking about. And they were just local women who were genuinely concerned about the safety of their daughters after some guy from the hotel, the migrant hotel, had been arrested for harassment and sexual assault. So, it was genuine concerns. And they asked, would my brother come, for example? But anyway, this has been branded as me cooperating with the far right, when it was completely the opposite.
Yeah, so they haven't actually, it seems to me, asked you anything about what's happened
No,
before they've
no.
suspended you. So
Yes,
just take
completely.
us through that process.
Yes, I was about to go on a Zoom call for a hustings, and it wouldn't work. It kept cutting out and stopping, and then it said you've been blocked. And then I was told, "Oh yes, I was sent a text or something. Look at your email," and there was the email saying what I just said, some produced by a committee and sent out by the party treasurer as simply a
I mean,
communication.
it seems to me the left is in a bit of a mess. I mean, we could talk about
Really?
George Galloway in a minute, maybe. But I mean, the focus, from my point of view, it seems to me to be, it should be all about reviving the public sector, renationalizing these massive institutions to give people more of a reason to actually vote. And yet we seem to be mired in all sorts of things like identity politics, etc. So can you tell me what's been going on with your party?
Well, the renationalisation, for example, is something Jeremy is definitely pushing. But you're right. There's these diversions on, intense ID politics. People being screamed at a conference for not being pro-trans enough and stuff like that. And also, and other things I was criticised of, which are not party policy, was my views on vax, i.e. I'm anti-vax, and also climate, that man-made climate change does not exist. But you see, when I was asked about that, I said, well, look, these things are not policy, and I'm happy to discuss them. But we're for open debate, are we not? You know, so, but I think the real reason why people want me out and why they made up this libelous stuff about racism when I've been active in anti-racism for 60 years, the reason why is to prevent debate. They don't want me in there upsetting the apple cart of the climate con and vaccine. And I think these SWP, who are the main sort of puppet controllers of Zara Sultana, are intent on that, and
Yeah, well, hang on.
they
That's a bit of
recommend
an
world policy.
accusation. Well, have you got any evidence that the Socialist Workers' Party is controlling her? Surely she's her own person.
Well, they work completely together. I'm sure they interact, of course. No, I simplify everything there, any that there. But at the Your Party conference, she kept on voicing the SWP people hadn't been allowed in, or some of them hadn't been allowed in, and so forth. So that they openly do work together.
I mean, I remember the COVID days, and of course the climate debate. These are debates which bring in people actually disenfranchised from both left and right.
Oh,
And
they do, yes.
it seems to me that that there is a real gap for many people. There is actually nowhere, no political party that will represent them.
No, that is completely true. And people come up to us and join our campaigns for that reason. I mean, we did have a political party, Let London Live, which supported these things, but that we're not functioning as that at this point in time. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the left is in disarray, and it's a forced disarray from intervention, I would say, of SWP and others who are working with or using Zara Sultana. And I think the whole thing is very, very negative. I hope in these elections that my brother's side wins, in which case we may get a proper way forward. And I hope with open debate. We've got to have open debate.
Yes, so what about the George Galloway's party also seems to be in a bit of a mess. He's absent without leave, he's fled the country, he's been asked to flee the country by his wife.
Yes, I know. Well, Peter Ford is also a friend of ours, and he works with us. And to be fair, the Workers' Party have not stood against me when I stood as an independent in Bermondsey, for example, and generally speaking, support most of what we say. But I agree that it's not very useful to have a leader who's absent out of the country, even though their policies are generally, you know, I find them quite acceptable. They probably need to, you know, well, they're more or less okay on climate. They want to have a referendum on these sort of things.
Okay, so just to sum up, what do you make, how would you explain what's going on at your party? Because it seems to me it's a bit like our party.
Yes, it's well, I think there's a struggle for control, and the SWP and Zara Sultana and other allies really want to be in charge. And I think that is the wrong approach. We have to carry on and get this central executive committee to work. But me being excluded from the vote makes the vote invalid anyway. So there's a whole lot of issues there, but they do have to be resolved. And then I hope really that your party can move forward on the sort of policies you mentioned, because Jeremy's very, very clear about these whenever he speaks. The renationalisation of the public utilities is necessary in order to stop the robbery of ordinary people. And we have to increase living standards of ordinary people. That has to be the front of any future your party.
Well, so where do you stand on these two big issues? Number one being cost of living, number two being migration.
Number one, cost of living. There have to be lots of measures to reduce it, as I mentioned. One, you public utilities is one. Ensuring higher minimum wage is another. Migration or immigration. Well, I would say refugees are welcome as long as they're genuine refugees, and a kind of a big left versus right thing, concentrating on that when really it's a diversion. If people came in legally and were processed properly, there wouldn't be an issue.
Can you see an end to this attempt to divide the country? It seems like, to me, like the government is actually encouraging this,
Yeah, the
encouraging the
government is
Tommy Robinson
behind
type,
the
and the
boats.
media are too.
Yeah, the government and media are behind the boats, and we are a lone voice. We're getting a lot of support where we go, and we went to a meeting yesterday or so, where we exposed Zara Sultana for, well, lying basically. She said that she's opposed to all witch hunts and suspensions. And then we asked her, what about me? And she had nothing to say. And in fact, it certainly said more or less that she supported my suspension and the what we describe as the witch hunt against me, which is a disgrace, you know.
Well, isn't this exactly what was started going on that caused the destruction of the Labour Party?
Yes, it is very, very similar. A lot of people have said, oh, it's not Jeremy Corbyn this time, it's Piers Corbyn. However, we are going to win. We are fighting back for true justice and true democracy and open debate. We've got to have debate.
Can you tell listeners whereabouts they can find you online and
Oh,
follow
yes,
you, Piers?
absolutely. Best way is to come to my Twitter, or X as it's called now, account, at Piers_Corbyn.
Okay, Piers Corbyn, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you as always.